We are now going to begin our discussions about chapter number 3, which is the application of human resource information systems for strategic processes. In this particular chapter, we are going to majorly cover elements related to the factors that need to be considered for strategic information needs. We're also going to take a look at the process of designing of the intranet technologies for smooth propagation of human resource information systems. The next objective is the critical aspects of strategic HR information systems planning process. Along with these objectives, we are also going to understand the elements of decision-making systems in HRIS and, importantly, the elements of documentation in human resource information systems. We are now going to take a look, as is customary, at the introductory part of this particular chapter. The rapidly changing technological landscape of HRIS includes numerous opportunities and challenges that HR strategists must consider as they utilize the contemporary HRIS applications. Some of the trends which have been globally accepted in this domain include enhanced customer-focused practices, organizational hierarchies that have been flattened, ever-increasing reliance on intellectual capital, greater reliance on outsourcing and strategic alliances, changing demographics, and a need to organize and control an increasingly complex and turbulent environment. An interesting point to become aware of is that evolving strategy is often at the heart of environmental complexity and turbulence, often causing organizations to spend millions of dollars to remain competitive. In most organizations, the HR application portfolio has evolved tactically on an as-needed basis, resulted in unintegrated systems and significant effort spent on manual workarounds. The relationship between HR and IT is not optimal for technology decision-making. System-related decisions are made by HR and IT and are typically involved only post-purchase to fix issues as they arise and offer workarounds. IT systems for HR are not viewed as a strategic differentiator or business enabler, thereby leading to a limited budget and resources for HR IT systems and subsequently hindering the adoption of a strategic, holistic perspective. Some organizations tend to overinvest, while others tend to underinvest in lightweight, point-to-point solutions. Well, finding the sweet spot or a balance, as mentioned in the previous slide, is critical or quintessential. Now, this balance needs to be found between a complete suite of HRIS software and the lightweight plug-in functionalities. And friends, this is not an easy task. The challenge becomes one of balancing constrained resources with the need to remain strategically competitive. Hence, it becomes critical to align HRIS goals with the business. Organizations must position the human resource as a partner prior to embarking on an HRIS initiative, aligning technology goals with the organizational objectives before looking at software communication is the key to finding the balance. Often, the HR and the IT think in terms of different or divergent ideologies. Maintaining a high degree of communication by engaging stakeholder groups early is the need of the times. It is thus critical to strategize and articulate the process of designing a roadmap based on clear requirements and clear alignment with the business. This also needs an understanding of the priorities that will contribute to the success while determining the needs of a software. Thus, this results in the articulation of a balanced strategy that would enhance the working of an HRI system for efficient organizational functioning. We will discuss more about this here. So, in the years past, the assumption was that HRIS was a support function that provided technology to help HRM meet its objective. Gradually, strategic transformations began taking place and the scene started changing. These changes require new competencies for the HR users. These changes also prompted reductions in cost of the information storage, since a one-time investment is adequate. Agility in retrieving and analyzing data reduced the duplication of processes, which resulted in the saving of time, money, and energy. On-demand availability of the right data at the right time was also critical. What we are now able to do is, we are now able to gauge the stronger analysis and thereby more intelligent decisions because of the upgradations that have happened in the more contemporary HRIS systems. Relevant career planning that can be communicated better, improved quality of reports and insights, and improved employee self-service system are some of the examples of the leaps that have happened in this particular technology. Thus, the increased levels of transparency led to a more honest and engaging employee experience to the HRM. This resulted in increased adaptability for the organization, since the access to the right information increases awareness of both the internal and the external environment. They also require new competencies for the end user employees and senior managers. The complexity and uncertainty of these changes create a constant need for continued education and system updating, along with increasing demands for strategy. Thus, the right understanding of strategy makes the organizations of today use an HRI solution to make HR processes simpler, relatable, and relevant. The business needs and employee expectations are also kept under this purview. Organizations are spoiled for choice in a market that offers an array of solutions and the solution combinations. So we must choose, but there is a need to choose wisely from this wide plethora of services. Thus, all these changes are associated with significant costs for any organization. From the context of strategy, it does seem that the larger the organization, the more diversity the decision makers want from the available information and data. It's thus essential that an HR task needs to manage the tools provided, and the HRIS tools need to provide the decision makers as to what specifically are the requirements that they want, both in terms of financial investments and in terms of efforts to manage the related change processes themselves. The strategic potential of HRIS is thus well recognized, as effective HRM practices support the business goals and objectives. If HRIS information is not being used strategically, it's because users are ignorant of its potential, or they are reluctant to explore its possibilities. If the HRIS is not producing these desirable reports, it may be because employees are not asking the right questions as well. Thus, the strategic human resource management is central to maximizing HRIS reporting outcomes. The changing paradigm gives us the confirmation that HRIS is indeed a strategic partner of the HRM in executing important HR initiatives. It is essential to educate employees on the potential of the HRIS, on how they can request the best from the HRIS solutions. Dedicated HRIS staff are often responsible for outsourcing, purchasing, or developing the new technological solutions. Choosing to grow requisite expertise and knowledge in-house makes for a much more versatile and stable workforce, but doing so requires a close partnership between the HR and the underlying information systems functions. We're now going to take a look at a more detailed or a more specific aspect of the factors that need to be considered for strategic information needs. Thus, HR provides inputs into the typical functions of compensation, training, management, etc. HRIS provides needs assessments related to expertise, often along with actually providing much of the technology-related training that is necessary in today's conditions. The specific knowledge, skill sets, and technical competence that are needed are often a difficult question to answer. In this context, some of the work-focused reports contain the information and data on individual employees' work. These include aspects like credential and work assignment correlation, training completion and quality performance regression analysis, performance assessment and development, and work-related discipline and corrective actions. So these are some of the important areas when we are looking at the training aspect which has been captured in the HRI systems. The need for quality service delivery and enhanced outputs in organizations has thus led to the need for a streamlined and efficient workforce. Thus, partnering with HRM is the obvious solution for many of the coordination issues related to bringing contracted human capital to bear on the corporate initiatives. This is clearly illustrated by the numerous strategies that organizations are putting in place in order to satisfy their clients' needs. One such strategy that has gained immense popularity from the past few decades for many organizations is the entry of the human resource information systems. Thus, the human resource information systems helps the HRM typically evaluate in-house delivery of services versus outsourcing of the same, particularly those that involve HRIS vendors who provide the modules through an outside expertise. Here we continue our discussions about the factors that need to be considered for strategic information needs. Thus, organizations need to have the right HRIS that can work seamlessly. In order to effectively implement this kind of an HRIS, there should be essentially a mobilization of resources required to set up HRIS, acquisition of a suitable software. The organization should focus on their goals and objectives in order to enhance usage and HRIS performance. The recruitment of trained and qualified HRIS staff and continuous in-house training for existing staff on HRIS implementation is also very important. Let's work with a quick example over here. Just imagine a company, a mid-sized organization, who is in the process of creating a new system or probably upgrading a legacy system into a new one. In this context, the above mentioned points are extremely essential to consider. Now, what this does is it basically proves very useful and instrumental in order to encourage, foster, and assess collaboration between those involved in order to maintain efficient and effective HRIS solutions. Given the expanding role of HRIS and the growing tendency for organizations to rely more heavily on knowledge capital rather than skill capital, it is often the case that the required knowledge capital must be acquired. Developing the talent of displaced, highly skilled workers may be a strategically sound solution for manning highly specialized HRIS software. The human resource information systems help organizations by automating most of the human resource planning functions. The system has become an important strategic tool since it collects, manages, and reports information for decision making. Fully integrated HRIS intends to interface with other systems to enhance the communication between departments, such as the payroll system with accounting systems. We are now going to begin our discussions about chapter number 3. In terms of supporting the strategic HRIS functions, there are several types of applications that are currently available. Some enhance these organizational performance through decreasing the transaction costs. Others enhance business intelligence, and still others foster employee collaboration. In this context, some of the notable examples of the contemporary strategic HRIS function software application include the Kronos Workforce Ready, the Workday Human Capital Management, Ceridian Dayforce, ADP Workforce Now, Oracle Cloud Human Capital Management software, and the famous Oracle PeopleSoft Human Capital Management. The needs met by the early versions of these systems were simple and were common to most businesses, which led to general purpose HRIS software applications. A prominent example is the talent management software that is focused on helping companies hire, train, and keep the highest quality staff. A number of HR management software vendors are adding talent management capabilities, just as some talent management vendors are adding back-end core HR functionalities. Thus, with the evolution or the constant rapid evolution of HRIS systems, more specialization is being added. Thus, highly specialized systems have developed over the years that require a more technologically savvy or a heavy management process. Thus, in this context, dedicated HRIS servers, often with multiple tiers or often with ties to enterprise-wide processing systems, typically require specialists to maintain. Hence, the importance of a solid relationship between HRIS and HRM. Many HR management systems have thus expanded to include strategic HR functions like learning management, in addition to the core HR processes of payroll, personnel tracking, and employee record keeping. The second type of application basically focuses on management of information in a strategic manner. Thus, HRIS provides the technology platform, and HRM works with the employees to define appropriate levels of information regarding the human component to production and management. Thus, HR solutions bring in essential business intelligence to make organizational functions more effective and robust. These business intelligence systems include a broad category of systems for analyzing and providing access to specialized data and information, which in turn helps enterprise users make better business decisions. Though business intelligence is a term often used to describe the collection of information regarding the diverse environment which is external to the organization, it also refers to understanding the strategies at work within the organization as well. A prime example of a strategic HRIS software is the ERP or the Enterprise Resource Planning application. It has evolved from being a standalone payroll solution to improve the efficiency and accuracy of processing payroll. ERP is one of the major part of an industry, and using it correctly will help in making the industry more efficient and optimize their supply chain. However, ERP didn't come to be suddenly. Evolution of ERP occurred in a timely manner, and it evolved as the time passed and finally came into the form we know. Due to the HRM's increasing complexity and frequency of change with regard to regulatory compliance needs, ERP has evolved strategically and systematically. The current step in the evolution of ERP is ERP 2.0. This comes with all the functions as the ERP with improvement in functionality associated with supply chain management. supplier relationship management, and customer relationship management. Well, all of these tend to encourage collaboration with entities or organizations outside of the original enterprise that implemented the ERP solution. Applications has thus been developed to replace the paperwork and related processes for each subdomain in this particular application. Over time, vendors such as SAP and PeopleSoft have used technology to assist the firms with costly HR processes and integrate them with other organizational information systems. The SAP ERP is enterprise resource planning software developed by the German giant SAP SE. SAP ERP incorporates the key business functions of an organization. The most recent enhancement package for SAP is the ERP 6.0 that was released in the year 2016. SAP provides future-proof cloud ERP solutions that will power the next generation of business is a statement boldly made by SAP. With its advanced capabilities, SAP can boost the organization's efficiency and productivity by automating repetitive tasks, making better use of the time, money, and resources of the organization that implements it. The Oracle PeopleSoft applications are designed to address the most complex business requirements. They provide comprehensive business and industry solutions. So in this context, the Oracle applications are used by human resource departments in big as well as medium-sized corporations. These applications include human resource management systems, customer relationship management or CRM systems. They also include the financials and supply chain management systems, and of course, enterprise performance management systems, also known as EPM. So we have in this particular slide gained the gist of the current needs of strategic information systems through the wide array provided by the most common providers of these systems. With Oracle's PeopleSoft suite release, this comes about as a complete customizable suite, including Global Core Human Capital Management, HRIS, Workforce Management, Workforce Service Delivery, and Talent Management. PeopleSoft can also be integrated to run on the Oracle Cloud. With this particular release of the latest PeopleSoft version, end-to-end HR, from planning, hiring, onboard, setting business objectives, and starting the employee working is brought into one holistic solution. Such applications continue to transform the way that the HR is functioning currently, and it is also leading to rapid and constant evolution of the HRIS. The strategic developments have thus made it possible for small to medium enterprises and now able to pay vendors for only the application modules that they want, such as payroll or training management or leave management or any other application that they need. This type of solution is known as utility computing, in which the user of an offsite information system is charged only for the amount of the processing time used, much like the one pays a small amount for electricity when only a small amount is used. Utility computing is a service provisioning model in which a service provider makes computing resources and infrastructure management available to the customer as needed. This is proving handy in the wide array of HRI services that are being used in the contemporary context. Now, what this basically does is it is instrumental in significantly lowering the cost and the startup time for new application implementation and factors which come handy in the strategy. Thus, the utility approach sometimes known as the pay-per-use or metered services approach, is becoming increasingly common in the enterprise computing HRIS world and is sometimes used for consumer markets as well for the internet service, website access, file sharing, and other applications. It often removes the need for organizations to spend valuable manpower maintaining a routine system. Thus, the routine maintenance of these HRIS solutions is performed by outsourcing HRM application providers. Thus, an added benefit of these systems is that the employees typically have the ability to access their employee information while away from the organization. Thus, utility computing helps eliminate data redundancy as huge volumes of data are distributed across multiple servers or backend systems. The clients, however, can access the data or information anytime and from anywhere. So most of the times, the employees are able to perform majority of the tasks online. The foundation concept is that the users or the businesses pay the providers of utility computing for the amenities used, as stated in the previous slide, such as computing capabilities, storage space, and application services. The customer is thus absolved from the responsibility of maintenance and management of the hardware. Consequently, the financial layout is minimal for organizations, and thus they stand to benefit from such a kind of an HRIS arrangement.